This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, the upside of cravings and the hidden benefits of releasing your limiting beliefs. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're on a journey into your subconscious mind, through your weight struggle, and out the other side. What's our destination? Naturally slim and healthy living for every body, every shape, and every background. But take notice, this journey isn't about diet and exercise, and it has some serious positive side effects. It's about learning to love and care for you from the inside out, with a hidden bonus of waking up to and deeply enjoying the rest of your life. It's about what I call sharing your soul's gifts. Join me. As a former compulsive overeater, I've been where you've been, and I'm here to guide you to where you want to be. Before we begin dropping down deep inside to become more and more present with ourselves, more and more aware and awake, and yet relaxed at the deepest levels, I want to say it's good to be back. I've taken a long break, primarily working on my PhD dissertation and also preparing the InsideOutWeightLoss.com support website, which is now available. And I've realized during this time off how much I truly love helping you on your journeys. Every time I hear a story from a listener or a client about how their lives have been transformed, not just their bodies, I realize how incredibly privileged I feel to be able to do the work that I do. So thank you for making this possible. And thank you for your feedback. Keep it coming. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, dropping down inside to become more and more present in the current moment, in the here and now. As we let the future float away into the distance, just for now, just for these moments here today, and the past drifts off behind us, far away. As the present, the now, expands our experience in our bodies, some of us are more aware of what it feels like to live in a body, how our bodies feel physically in terms of our energy levels, our hunger and satiety levels, how alert and vital we feel, or sleepy and tired we feel. Do we feel renewed or depleted? And if the answer is the latter, is anything other than what you want, perhaps renewed, vital, alive, then I invite you to set your intention for this episode to renew in the way that serves you best. For me, I just love imagining a grounding cord coming out of the base of my body and descending deep into the earth, because through this grounding cord, I can simply set it on release so that all of the stress and strain and toxins and energies that are no longer needed, that are no longer serving me, can easily release down into the earth, deep, deep down, down they go, where they're recycled, and up through another channel in that same energy cord comes renewing, revitalizing earth energy, full of minerals and nutrients, the seen and the unseen, the known and the unknown, that fulfill us in a material way, reminding us that we are here on planet Earth in physical bodies, to enjoy, to live, to love, and to feel. The other thing that renews me so beautifully is imagining that as the toxins release through this grounding cord and the nutrients and the minerals and the renewing energy comes up from the earth, coming down from above is celestial or spiritual energy that comes down like a big wide beam of light right down into the crown of my head and descending down through my brain and my neck and my spinal cord all the way to wherever it is most needed, wherever it is most beneficial throughout my life, perhaps even connecting with the earth energy in the heart area, opening a relaxing heart. It feels so good to have the heart open, giving and receiving love. Surely it must be one of the most, if not the most, delightful state of human existence. And however much of that is available to you in this moment, I encourage you to allow and encourage a loving, forgiving, and open heart. Now, if you're new to this podcast, you may be thinking, what the heck does that have to do with weight loss? Holy bejeebers, I just want to be able to tone down the cravings or resist the midnight munchies. And you're talking about heart and earth energy. I mean, what the heck is going on here? And I would say to that, that is a fine question indeed. What the heck is going on here? All I can say is that I have been on a heck of a lot of crazy diets myself. I have counted, I have weighed, I have measured, I have restricted, disciplined, and deprived myself 7 ways from Sunday. And what did it get me? A bigger butt. Yep, sure, I slimmed down in the short term, but then the rebound would happen for every moment that I felt deprived or restricted or tried to control myself. The more, it was like I heaped on double that amount of desire on the other side of it. There's always the boomerang effect, and I'm telling you, it was not pretty. My closet had all these different sizes of clothes. Getting dressed in the morning was a complete stress fest. Oh my God, what's going to fit? Am I in my fat jeans? I hope they fit. Maybe they'll be looser today. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Oh, that'd be so great. But no, they're not. Does my butt look big in these jeans? Maybe you recognize the dialogue. It was non-stop entertainment. Because, heck, if that had worked, I wouldn't be here today. I would never have gotten to all this funky belief stuff and inside-out stuff. I never would have even thought about it if the tools that I had at the time had worked. But, sadly, they didn't. My experiences, and that experience of so many people that I've helped, is that the primary tools offered today don't actually solve the weight problem, as evidenced by our growing waistlines as a country, as a world. In fact, they make the problem worse. If you want to mess somebody up around food, put them on a restrictive diet. Research actually shows that. So I had to look outside the box. And we're looking pretty far outside of it today, I might add, because what I want to talk to you about are beliefs that can make or keep you fat. You see, I've just been doing all this research, and I want to give a shout out of deep and overwhelming gratitude to the participants of my research, all people who have successfully lost weight by doing really nothing but listening to this podcast and have maintained that weight loss. All of them, I think, well over 2 years, and some of them up to 5 years already. So I interviewed them and dug pretty darn deep to find out what might be the factors that most contributed to their success. Of course, each person had their own array of particular tools and techniques and tips that really worked for them. It might have been self-correcting, the notion of continuous improvement, finding the right tools for the weight loss job. If you don't know what these things are, just go back to the beginning of the podcast and you'll learn about all of these various tools and techniques. Or check out insideoutweightloss.com where I've got the whole program, the book fulfilled. It's all there. Anyway, too much to review in these few moments. So each one of them had their particular array of things that really helped them, supportive community, whatever it might have been. And then there were the common factors, and I distilled those down to six that were really key and present for each one of them. And wouldn't it be cool to know what those are? Now, these aren't necessarily the be-all and the end-all, because it was a small study, qualitative research, but they are quite fascinating, in fact. See, I knew the things that were working, but I didn't know the things that were working from their perspective. And really, this first one that I want to talk to you about, which you no doubt have a big clue what it is because of the title of this episode, you know, somebody who was on the first coaching call that I ran recently with the members of the InsideOutWeightLoss.com community said, you know, I love the level of intelligence offered by, or the level of comments, the level of dialogue and support and help. It's not necessarily intelligence on the forum. They're all thoughtful comments and support that's being offered there. And I thought, hey, that's kind of interesting. It's like weight loss for smart people. So if this appeals to you, maybe you're pretty darn smart. Who knows? Maybe I'm smart. That never really occurred to me before, never something I thought, but I don't know. We can all contemplate that one together. Now, in terms of those six common factors, what I want to focus on now, if you recall, is belief. We've talked a lot about belief in this podcast, all sorts of ways to change beliefs, what beliefs are. So let me just give you the Cliff Notes version. Beliefs are those things that we hold to be true regardless of the evidence. For example, people believe in God whether or not there's a scientific study proving God's existence. Similarly, people hold political views whether or not there are studies or irrefutable evidence that their position is the correct one. So religion and politics, anything in common there? Those are areas that lead to pretty darn heated debate. Why? Because beliefs don't change. They don't tend to yield to logical argument, to debate. You can't talk to somebody who doesn't believe in God and convince them through logic that God exists, or vice versa. You can't talk to someone who believes in God and convince them through logic that God doesn't exist. People make up their own minds, and that is the domain of belief. Now, there are beliefs that we hold about ourselves, plenty of them, in fact, and some of them are positive or empowering beliefs, like, for example, I'm smart. That might be an empowering belief for you. And other beliefs that are limiting. In other words, they hold us back big time. So, for example, there might be a limiting belief lurking back in there. Well, actually, hold on a sec. Limiting beliefs and beliefs in general don't necessarily advertise themselves. We can't say, oh, these are my beliefs, and they're all written down and cataloged and page numbered. We can't even necessarily articulate them. In fact, I'm still discovering limiting beliefs that I hold. The only way that we can really uncover our limiting beliefs is by the ripples that they create in our lives. We can see the effect that they have. And when you find one, when you name it, when you say, ha, there it is, it's going to be like a light bulb goes on and go, oh my God, that's exactly right. So what's an example? I'm not good enough. I've always felt inferior, or I'm an imposter. I know I'm a fake. It's just a matter of time before people figure out that I really don't know what the heck I'm talking about, and I'm only here through a mistake or through luck. That's a yucky one to live with, isn't it? I had that one. You have to be on high alert all the time, which, by the way, releases those stress hormones, which lower the metabolism, cause you to hold on to weight. Beginning to see the connection here? So, limiting beliefs about ourselves really get the heck in the way. In the way of what? In the way of us losing weight and keeping it off, for example, but also in the way of all sorts of other stuff that just muck it all up. If you happen to think that you're maybe not good enough, then that's going to affect all sorts of areas in your life. So, for example, one of the participants in my research, a guy named John, a British chap, by the way, who doesn't speak at all like this, but it's really fun to speak this way anyway, isn't it? So John with a much more reasonable accent, discovered through doing the work in this podcast that he had a limiting belief that he wasn't worthy of anything. He wasn't worth anything unless he continually achieved. He was only as worthy as his latest accomplishment or how many things that he had checked off of his to-do list. He was constantly trying to prove to the world that he was worthy by doing tons of stuff, which he got really good at. The only problem was that he didn't actually find himself worthy of self-care. That went way on the bottom of the priority list because he was busy using his time and his energy to do stuff that might get him approval, recognition, self-esteem. And as you can imagine, that put him on an endless hamster wheel. Exhausting and no fun. And so it was by releasing that belief, by realizing that he was worthy of self-care, that he deserved it, that he was a valuable being on the planet just because he is. He doesn't have to do anything. He just is. And all of the sudden, self-care became something that was important. He could prioritize exercise. He could find exercise that he really enjoyed, which in his case turned out to be cycling. I'm a big fan of cycling myself, as a matter of fact. But of course, that's neither here nor there in the grand scheme of limiting beliefs and empowering beliefs. Now, there's a whole other bunch of stuff I want to explain to you about limiting beliefs versus empowering beliefs. But first, just notice limiting beliefs and how much they get in the way with all sorts of things. In John's case, they were in the way of him having a satisfying and lasting relationship because he didn't think that he was worthy of someone else's love, that no one, of course, would want to stick around someone like him. So, as I like to say, when you change a limiting belief, let's say you discover you have this limiting belief because you got the afternoon munchies and you just can't solve them. So we go back, or you go back, and you find out all the way back, you trace that craving, right, the urge to eat, right before the craving hits, say you're at the office or at home mid-afternoon, and you say, well, what's going on in that moment? And you find this yucky feeling, this feeling like, ugh, I don't like that, ugh, I don't like to hang out there, which is why, of course, all this time you've been running to the vending machine or the kitchen or wherever it is, or the coffee bar, because you want to get away from that bad feeling. But if you take those moments to go back and discover what that yucky feeling is that you are wanting distraction from, you might discover that there is more to the yucky feeling than just the yuck. There might be those feelings of unworthiness. Let's just take the afternoon office example. Maybe you're feeling that your work might not be good enough, or you're nervous for your job, or you feel like you are soon to be discovered as a fraud or an imposter and get fired, or you're disappointed with your productivity level for the day. It really isn't up to snuff. You should have done more. And now, of course, you're feeling so low energy. You just want to take a nap and get outside, or whatever it is. That's all there. Behind the cookie craving. Who knew? And behind all that could lie one of these big old honkin' limiting beliefs. So we get to the limiting belief by tracing back from the craving. Those cravings are awesome because they are our pointers. They're our trail that lead us all the way back to the cause, to the place where healing is invited and welcomed. Now, almost like light comes in and shines on that dark place, and you discover that in fact it wasn't dark after all, but rather just a shadow cast by the limiting belief. So when you release the limiting belief so easily, when it just drops away because it's ready to go like a loose tooth. You ever seen that? If you've had kids or you remember your own case, when they're ready to go, they just go. They're just gone. Completely pop out, they go. And then the new belief sprouts up so healthy and strong and white and bright and light. So the cravings lead us all the way back there to the cause, the deep cause, And this, you know, this ain't calorie counting, this approach here. I'm telling you, this is the deep work. This is the deep stuff. I like to say it's easy to lose weight. You know, it's easy to be naturally slender. That is a piece of cake, haha. That is so easy to be naturally slender because it's all pleasure-based. The work comes in doing this stuff, and it's not so much work as courage that's required. You got to have the courage and the persistence and the patience to go and do this deep excavation to figure out what are those causes. But then you trace it all the way back and you find the cause, and there is this big old limiting belief that had been hidden, casting a shadow on the innate light that you are, the brightness of your beingness. Yes. They've been casting a shadow so you couldn't see all that light that was already there, that has been there all along, that is you. Maybe you can feel it now shining out of your heart space that's alive from the beautiful energy, spiritual energy coming in through your head and the earth energy coming up through the base of your body, all of this light in your heart at this moment. Now, if you could feel that right now, wouldn't that be delightful? Where were we with the limiting beliefs? Yes, so you find them. You find this deep limiting belief, and then you change it. You release it. You come to an empowering belief or something even better, which I assure you there actually is. And all of a sudden, not just the cravings go away and afternoon goes by and you feel really good and you totally forget about whatever it was that you used to do or eat, the vending machine and the coffee bar or the kitchen cabinet or whatever it is, you forget. That's one of the most delightful things in life, just when you realize that you've forgotten to overeat. Oh, gee, just slipped my mind. Evaporated like steam on a hot summer day. And all of these other areas of your life get better too, like John and his relationships, because what part of you doesn't benefit from knowing that you are that light, from feeling good within yourself, from feeling worthy? What part of your life doesn't benefit? We cannot prevent those benefits of doing this deep work from filtering out and expanding all the heck around your life and the lives of those who you touch, which is more than you realize, I suspect. Now, I'll leave it at that because we've had a good old time here today, even though there is indeed so much more to say on this topic, which we will do in the next episode of Inside Out Weight Loss. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant, trust me on this one, your abundant soul's gifts, because that is what floats my boat. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.